Hey, hey, it's Jen Lehner of JenLehner.com, and this is your Front Row Entrepreneur Flash Briefing Weekend Edition. Let's recap the marketing and tech news highlights from the week. Messenger added a new feature called Community Chats for Facebook groups. These chats are designed for real-time public conversations managed by group admins, moderators, and chat hosts. Unlike private Messenger chats, community chats are more public and not end-to-end encrypted. Current and former employees from OpenAI and Google DeepMind have signed an open letter raising concerns about the lack of safety governance in the AI industry and calling for better whistleblower protections. Threads introduced new updates to Notes, allowing you to express yourself better and connect with friends through Notes prompts, Notes likes, and Notes at mentions. X is testing new analytics tools that provide detailed insights into content performance, available, of course, exclusively to X Premium subscribers. WhatsApp may soon allow you to cross-post Instagram stories directly to WhatsApp status. LinkedIn will no longer allow advertisers to target users based on data from LinkedIn groups. And my favorite update from the week was from the Apple webinar, the Apple keynote. I think it was on Monday, and there were so many cool things that they're adding to Apple products. But I think what I was most excited about is the ability to schedule text messages. That's coming soon. As you plan your content for the weekend, keep in mind that Saturday is Global Wind Day, International Surfing Day, Nature Photography Day, and then Sunday is Father's Day, Fresh Veggies Day, World Sea Turtle Day, and International Waterfall Day. And trending all across social media right this very second is hashtag World Blood Donor Day, hashtag Friday Thoughts, and hashtag Friday Motivation. Oh, I have an idea for a Father's Day gift for you. If you have little kids, I wish I would have done this from the time my kids were old enough to hold a crayon, but I did start it when they were probably in kindergarten. And that is, we had a mom book and a dad book. And these were bound like sketchbooks that you can get at the art supply store, right? The black cover and the big white pages. And they're bound, they're not perforated. And then instead of cards or gifts, what we asked our kids to do was to just write us a note in the mom book or the dad book. So I had the mom book, he had the dad book, obviously. And so for every birthday and every Father's Day or Mother's Day, it would be the job of the other parent to give this to the kids to do their thing. And what's so amazing, so now we have this beautiful memory book, and we can scroll. Once they go to college, the deal is off. Like, they don't have to do it anymore once they're in college. But we can flip through this book of these beautiful messages and drawings, and you could sort of remember the stage they were in, like when my son was like 13 and he was always sort of in a bad mood and grumpy with me. You know, you could sort of see it in that year's post. Just really a wonderful thing to do. So think about giving your husband a dad book on behalf of your kids. Have a wonderful weekend. Be safe and be well. And I'll be back Monday morning with a brand new flash briefing just for you.